VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. This should come as no surprise to you listening today. We are living in a very me-centered generation. Life is all about me. What I want, what makes me look good, pride in myself, not caring how others think or feel. No, it's all about me. I mean, we put on television today, we're taught to idolize those with musical or other talents or, you know, sports, talents. So we try to measure up to these standards. Well, sadly, this impacts many a teenager today who thinks they know best, that life is all about them. And yes, this is happening in Christian circles as well. Some of you may say, yeah, that's going out of my home right now. Well, today we're pleased to talk with you about a brand new film just being released that reminds us to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It's a film that demonstrates the character quality of humility and a genuine concern for one another and how we can be always a winner. Joining us today, we welcome Dave Cristiano. Dave is a Christian film director, producer, writer, and distributor. At one time was destined to Hollywood with his high hopes and big dreams, but God had a higher calling on his life to produce Christian film, which he's been doing since 1985. Dave has produced the 7th Street Theater series, the impactful film Power of the Air, and so many others. But he is with us today discussing his latest film entitled Always a Winner. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on. Glad to be with you.
So before we speak about this new film, Always a Winner, let's first learn about you. I mean, we just had your twin brother Rich with us 6 or 7 weeks ago here on Crosstalk. He's also engaged in Christian film, but tell us about your background.
Right. My brother Rich and I, we started in the Christian film industry in 1985, but I became a Christian in 1979. And prior to that, Rich and I were, you know, written a script. We're going to try to see if we could make a film out in Hollywood, but that all changed when I got saved. I was on the campus of Arkansas State University. A girl shared the gospel with me. I'd never heard it before. I'd never read the Bible in my life. And within 10 minutes, I just believed her. God let me believe the gospel. I believed her. First person I called, my brother Rich, I said, Rich, you got to check into this. That was in 1979. So we started growing in the faith. You know, to be a filmmaker, you got to understand theology. But we started in the Christian film ministry in 1985. Mm-hmm. So for the last 38 years, all of our films have a message for Christ. This is the 20th film. We work together. We produce them independently, but we're always working on each other's scripts all these years. So that's how it started.
So, Dave, what changed in you that, I mean, you had a desire to make it big in Hollywood. Was it your salvation experience coming to know Christ that changed that desire from Hollywood scripted films to what you're producing today?
Yes. My brother and I never shot a film in Hollywood. We were writing scripts, and our scripts back then were clean. We were just clean-cut guys, but we were not saved. And when Christ comes in your life, and I mean really comes in your life, Jim, my life changed. I mean, it just changed. And we were just feeding on the Word of God. We couldn't get enough of it. You couldn't get enough of good sermons because you were growing in the faith. And the desire was, we want to do movies for a message for Christ. The desire was there. It wasn't, I didn't really turn away from anything. Just the desire took over. If we're going to do movies, let's make sure they have a message for Christ. That was the purpose back then. It still is today. And it's just as exciting today as when I became a new believer.
Wonderful.
It hasn't changed to doing the films with messages for Christ.
And Dave, when you sit down to write a film script, your ideas and so forth, what goals do you have in mind as you're putting films together?
Okay. There's three things my brother and I are trying to do. The first thing, you're going to write a movie, you want to have some entertainment value. People watch movies to be entertained. So you want to try what we always feel like, if you have a good story, that's the key. You want to have a good story. So Rich and I, we spend a lot of time, we're trying to write a good story. The second thing, we want to edify believers. I want something that's going to feed a believer, spiritual growth, challenge them, convict them, make them think, give them a perspective. You're trying to do something for a believer. And the third thing we're always trying to do, we want to share the gospel. We want to share the clear gospel, the right gospel, the truthful gospel, because you're trying to reach out. So that's kind of what's in our mind. Our films are going to have the gospel in them, and we don't just try to tack it in there, Jim. We want to make sure it's part of the story, it makes sense, and this takes thought. Rich and I spend the most time working on our scripts. We go back and forth, because we want it to be good. In the end, you're going to go with what works for you, where you are in life when you're writing that script. We try to write things that work for us. Are we happy with this? And then you move on with the process of shooting the film.
Well, these three elements are all true in this brand new film called Always a Winner. Just produced this. Dave, tell us the backstory to this film. How did the idea come about?
Okay. Jim, when I was in high school, I played sports, and the three sports I was best at were cross country, track, and golf. Hmm. In fact, I had a few scholarships for cross country and even had one for golf. I didn't go golf, I went cross country. So these are the three sports that I know. And then fast forward to 2009, my son is running cross country for West Henderson High School in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Hmm.
10 days before the first meet, the coach gets a job at college. So they don't have a coach, and because I ran in college, they let me coach the team for a year.
Okay.
And the girls' team went to the state meet. Fast forward even further, I wanted to do a movie about cross country, so in 2016, I did a movie called Remember the Goal about a girls' cross country team, kind of based on that team that I took to the state meet. Then I came up with a second idea about girls' track and a third idea about girls' golf. So here's three movies based on what I know from, I was good at in high school, cross country, track, and golf.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all unrelated movies. The movie Always a Winner, the only common thing from the first two films, it's a school name and a common character name, but they're all standalone films. A person doesn't have to see the first two films
right.
to understand Always a Winner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my background. I don't play golf anymore, but I know the sport. I know cross country. I know track. And it's a lot easier writing a movie about something you know and you've experienced. Rich and I try to do that. We try to write about things that we know, not things we don't know.
So give us an overview of the storyline of Always a Winner.
Okay, the storyline of Always a Winner is this. Emily Hilton won the state golf championship at a Christian school her junior year, and now she's transferring to Orange Hills Academy, and she wants to defend her golf title. And the story is about how her new golf coach and her teammates affect her.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's really about life. And there's a lot of little life lessons that we put in the film that I put in the script. I want, get people to think about. There's seven little messages in all in this film for people to think about. But it's the story of how the coach affects the girl and her teammates. That's what the story is about.
Okay. Well, we're going to learn more about this story here. Dave, we make a lot of assumptions in life. If you're faithful in going to church, well, you must be a Christian. If we go to Christian school, you must be a Christian. But that's not always the case, and you bring this out in your film as well. I'm going to play a clip from this and then have you further comment on it. This is from the film Always a Winner. Let's listen in.
Hi, Emily.
Do I know you?
Not yet, but you will.
Why is that?
Because we're on the golf team, like the top two players.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Madison. Coach Kelly is our coach.
Coach Kelly? Isn't Suzanne Kelly, formerly Suzanne King?
Yeah, do you know her?
Yeah, I broke all of her golfing records at Park Christian when she was there. Not that it was hard.
Well, she's a great coach.
Like I said, I broke all of her records.
But we need her. Somebody has to drive us to the matches.
Well, we just thought we'd introduce ourselves.
Coach Kelly is a PE teacher and coaches soccer in the fall. Then we start golf in March.
You like Coach Kelly.
And you'll learn a lot from her.
I doubt it. I'm a better golfer than she was.
Hey, Emily, let me ask you something. Are you a Christian?
I'm going to a Christian school, aren't I?
I didn't ask if you were a school. I asked if you were a Christian.
Well, this is going to be a fun team.
Yeah. We can't wait.
You know, Dave, you talk about sharing the gospel in the film, and this really is, the start of setting this up for what happens later in the film.
Right. In other words, that was the idea here. The character Madison, who's a pretty strong Christian girl, recognizes this girl's attitude. She's mm-hmm. prideful. And so there's a conflict already, and that's what I was trying to do. And like you said earlier, just because you go to a Christian school doesn't mean you're a believer, a true believer, just because you go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And this... we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah, and indeed, that's an attitude, and it's happening in many a home. There are, you know, the assumptions that are made, and there are young people today that are just, you know, if I say the right words and I can, you know, even memorize the Sunday school verse or participate in youth group, you know, we think we can just slide through life. But this really brings out the fact that, well, maybe there are some spiritual imposters out there.
Yes. And it goes back to what I said to you. When I became a Christian, Christ really came in my life. Mm-hmm. He's in my life. That's why it changed. So if your life's not changing, maybe he's not there. Take a look. Self-examination is always a good thing, Jim.
Yeah, it is. And there is another message that comes through your film, and it's dealing with this, well, a topic that's not popular in our culture today. It's a character quality of humility. And one of them deals with winning and losing. Set that scene for us, if you would.
Yes. Okay. The character of Emily, who is the defending state champion, Madison asks her a question. Is winning important to you? She goes, winning, it's like the only thing. If I'm not going to play to win, I'm not going to play at all.
Mm-hmm.
So Madison turns to the coach. Hey, coach, what does God think about winning? In other words, and that's something to think about. What does God think about winning?
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not saying it's wrong. I mean, if you're going to play a game, play to win. But that's why I just wanted to set some. I wanted to say, what would God say about winning and losing? That's what I was trying to answer.
Okay, here's a clip on this very issue.
Hey, Coach Kelly, do you think it's important to God if we win or lose?
Why do you ask?
Emily and I were just talking about it.
I think God cares about everything we do.
Does God care who wins?
I don't think it really matters to God if you win or lose a sporting event, but how you win or lose is what I think matters to him.
What do you mean?
When you win, win with humility. Don't boast. Don't rub it in. Be happy, but be humble. And when you lose, lose with grace. Don't be a sore loser. Don't get angry. Yeah, that's what I think matters to God, how we win and lose. Win with humility and lose with grace. Sound like a plan?
Yes. Yes.
You know, Dave, this is something that has followed through the entire film here, and it's not if you win or lose it, but it's how you win or lose, and that really comes through loud and clear in this film.
Yeah, I'm convinced this is what matters to the Lord, our inner attitude, our spirit. You know, I think of watching NFL games years ago when a guy would make a tackle and went back to the huddle, nobody even congratulated him. Hmm. I'm talking about back in the 60s. Now if somebody makes a tackle, they got to do a tackle. I mean, they got to do a dance, all kinds of chest pounding. I can't even watch it anymore. Where's the class? Where's the humility?
Hmm.
You know, it really bothers me, Jim. You see it in a lot of sports, and it's got to turn. So to me, this is an important thing we put in the film. And then in that very scene, the coach is going to, there's another, she's going to comment on that again because they're going to ask her another question. I didn't send you that clip. People can make the movie and watch it. But she's going to further comment about winning and losing and what does God think.
Yeah.
You know, it's inner attitude. He's looking at her heart. I want to have my heart for him. I want to honor him. And I really mean that. I want to honor Christ with what we're doing, your attitude, how you think. And, you know, that's Christian life for me right there.
It really is. And parents, you know, it is about attitude. And that's one of the concerns we have is the attitude that our young people have today and formulating that attitude and giving it really to see this from a positive, a pure pressure perspective is so important as well. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 1 minute with Dave Cristiano on the topic today, always a winner. Stay with us.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, we know that Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. Was that also covered by the waters of Noah's flood?
Chris, the Bible says that the entire earth was covered by water, but I really don't think Mount Everest existed at the time of the flood. Mount Everest, and indeed all the mountain chains in the world, are made up of ocean bottom sediments. These sediments were deposited as mud at the bottom of the flood ocean. Late in the flood, they were uplifted into our present mountain chains. In fact, at the top of Mount Everest are fossils of ocean bottom clams. This does not mean that the floodwaters sloshed over Mount Everest. Sediments which now make up Mount Everest were deposited at the bottom of the flood ocean and then uplifted to form Mount Everest. Chris, the entire world was altered by the great flood of Noah's day. This we're told when we go back to Genesis.
You can find us on the web at www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our guest today is Dave Cristiano. Yes, you've heard that name before. Dave's been with us on the program. So has his brother Rich with some movies that he has done. But they are committed to having programs that will build up believers in the faith, that will share the gospel, have a good storyline to them to you know, keep the viewer throughout that film as well. And Dave has done that through this brand new film called Always a Winner. Using the setting of golf, but also that of girls coming together and seeing the conflict that is happening back and forth. And one of the aspects is, of course, we see the element of pride and boastfulness. And one girl in the film is, and we're talking about the film Always a Winner, but one gal in the film is a very tough individual. Her name is Emily, and she is her own authority. She is very prideful, and the coach has a talk with her husband. So I'm going to play a clip from this, and then we'll have our guest here, Dave Cristiano, talk about this as well. Here's the clip.
Hey.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Stephen. I am just... I can't stop thinking about Emily. That girl, she's tough.
What is it? She doesn't listen? Doesn't do what you say?
No, she doesn't need me. She doesn't need a coach. She is... her own authority, just everything her own way.
Do you know why she's like that?
No.
So what's on your mind?
I care about her soul. I pray for her every day.
Does she have Christ in her life? Try not to lose your patience, okay? You keep praying for her.
I will.
You know, the scripture says before honor is humility. We all go down before we go up. Knows how to bring a person to their knees.
Comment on this, Dave.
Well, first of all, the heart of what we're trying to do is we care about people's souls. That's why we're trying to put the message for Christ in the film.
Mm-hmm.
People are listening to seeing this to me. When you watch it, it's better because you see the visuals and the reactions of the characters. Also, he asked her a great question. Does she have Christ in her life? That is the question. And the coach is really concerned about Emily. And when he says, does she have Christ in her life, the coach doesn't respond. She gives her, she kind of doesn't, I don't know. She's being gracious there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the last thing about we all go down before we go up. The Bible says, humble yourself before the Lord before he'll lift you up. You know, God gives grace to the humble. It's like Christianity is a fight for the bottom. You go down. The world, everything's going up, up, up. Christianity, humility, going down. So... this is another storyline that we got going in this movie here.
You know,
it's really the heart. It's the heart of it, really.
It is the heart of it because, I mean, just that phrase, I care about her soul. And so many times, you know, we are repulsed at what's happening in our world today. But are we caring about the soul? Or do we care about the soul of individuals? And the reason why many act the way they do is because they have a soul that's bound for a Christless eternity. And
yeah.
And the concern that the coach has for the golfer on her team, she could, you know, just be repulsed and put her down and so forth. But she's got a genuine love and care and concern for somebody else. And again, I'm just going to bring this back to so many at home today rather than just be repulsed, do we have a care for one another's soul?
Right. That's an excellent point, too. And the coach is very patient with her, and it goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is a good thing. And no, I'm with you there, Jim. That's good. It's just I listen to that sequence, and it's touching to me because I know what follows. The actress did a good job, too,
in
playing that out.
You know, there is another subtle message that's in this film, but it comes up throughout, and it deals with the topic of money. And we always think we deserve something, so therefore we should be able to buy it. I mean, whether we have the money or not, after all, that's what plastic is for. Tell us about this scene here.
Okay, I just wanted to try to put a message out there for young people about earning money. So maybe if you play the scene, I can comment on
sure.
it a little more.
Okay.
I want to stick this out there so people would hear this.
Here we go.
Why would he let you take out a loan?
Because he doesn't want me to be in debt coming out of college.
But a school loan is like buying a house or a car. Lots of people get loans and then just pay them off in time.
That's not the way my dad thinks. You know my car I drive?
Oh, is that what that is?
Funny. I worked all last year to buy that. With my dad, you save the money first, then you buy. Not the other way around.
Well, you should ask him how you're supposed to get anywhere in life like that.
He's paying for part of my college based on what he can afford. I'll work a part-time job, and then I have what I'm getting for golf, but it's not enough. It's just not enough.
I'm sorry.
I need a miracle.
And you see the battle for money. Dad, you don't understand. This is what I want.
Yeah. The girl, Madison, wants to go to a particular Christian college because she wants to be a coach. They have the best program. She's got a partial golf scholarship, and the father's contributing what they're not really a high-income family. He's contributing what he's got, and she's going to do a part-time job, and she's falling short. So it's an issue of trust, God providing. And the mother says, well, maybe God doesn't want you to go there. Maybe he wants you to go to a community college. And so that's kind of the tussle between the mom and the mom. They get along, but I tried to set this up. And the thought that, you know, with my dad, you earn the money first, then you buy. I think that's very important. I mean, at least at that age.
But
work, you know. And it's an important principle to me.
But it doesn't just end with that. It goes beyond that of seeking God in prayer. Will God provide? And maybe the answer is yes, maybe the answer is no, but we see that element of faith moving forward as well.
Right, because the girl, right, and not to give away how this plays out, but right, she's going to seek the Lord here, and it's great. And we'll see what happens and how that played out, but... So that's another storyline that we got going in this film with Madison, who's in the character. She's a strong believer in the movie.
Friends, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. There's one more very serious theme I want to point out on the program today, Always a Winner. Now, I started the program saying that we're living in a very me-centered generation. You know, life is all about me. It's what I want, what's going to make me happy, what makes me look good, pride in myself. And haven't we heard so often today, my body, my choice, you know, a woman's right to choose. And Dave, you have a very serious theme in Always a Winner that carries a very strong pro-life message. It's something that you present that's very realistic in today's culture and also very practical. Just give us a word about it, and then we'll listen to the scene.
Yeah, okay. All right, what I wanted to do here was, in my movie, there's a character named Bree. She goes to a Christian school, and this is all, you don't see any of this, but this girl who, when she was young, she had a boyfriend, is it second grade, fourth grade, sixth grade. So the idea is this girl likes the boys, and she's dating a guy for a year, and she ends up getting pregnant. Now, you don't see any of this, but you're going to find out. So here she's 17 years old, a Christian girl, and she's pregnant. And the reason why I did this is when the scene's going to explain, because I wanted to deal with this issue of pro-life. I wanted to speak to it and try to present what I feel like the Bible would say on this, at least the perspective of it. So her friend Hannah is saying, Bree's so afraid to tell her father and her mother. They're going to be so disappointed. Mm-hmm. She's so scared. And I understand that. Put yourself in the shoes of a 17-year-old, and you're in a Christian home, and they'll be so disappointed. So she's going to secretly get an abortion. And Hannah says, no, you can't do that. And then Hannah's going to go to the coach, and she's going to tell the coach, and she's wanting some advice, and the coach is going to give her some advice, but you don't hear what the coach says. But with the scene, you're going to find out what the coach told her. So we're going to play a scene, and to me, this is, if there's one scene that I want to get out there, it's this one that we're going to play.
From Always a Winner.
You can't get an abortion. Yes, I can. No, you can't.
I have to.
No, you don't.
Baby's not very far along.
The baby was a baby at conception. You can't kill your baby.
Hannah, this is not your problem.
Do unto others as you want them to do unto you.
What?
Just what I said. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Did you want your mother to abort you?
No, of course not.
And your baby doesn't want to be aborted either.
I can't. My father will kick me out of the house if he finds out. I'm only 17. I have nowhere to go.
But it's wrong.
I know, but I have to.
No, you don't.
I can't have a baby.
Bree.
Hannah, I have to do this.
Look, my mother had 2 abortions before she got married. Then she tried to have a baby for 17 years and couldn't. Finally, when she was 41, she had me. She named me Hannah because Hannah in the Bible couldn't have a baby until she had Samuel.
What's that gonna do with me?
My mother regretted having those abortions, and she told me that not a day goes by without her thinking about her babies. Please, Bree, don't do this. You'll regret it and it'll affect you for life.
Lots of people have abortions.
But it doesn't make it right. It's never right. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. That's what's right. If you think it's okay to murder, then let someone murder you. If you think it's okay to abort, then let someone abort you. That perspective changes everything.
That perspective, Dave, does change everything.
It does, Jim. Look, I want to save a life physically and save a life spiritually with this film, but I'm trying to prevent abortions. I'm trying to get young people to think about the Lord's perspective here.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's murder, and that's what it is. And life begins at conception. This is truth. And I just the other day, the Vice President of the United States was saying the exact opposite of what we just heard in that message.
Yes.
The exact opposite of God's word. The exact 180 degrees from God's word, God's heart. And this has been on my heart for a long time, and I'm glad to put it in the film, and I'm trying to put truth in the film. You can't kill your baby. I'm not afraid to say the words. These actors, if people watch, they did a wonderful job playing the scene, these two girls. These two young girls playing the scene, and not afraid. Not afraid of what others will say. They stepped to the plate for me there. So this is, to me, I'm trying to get this out here, this message. It's unthinkable to me, Jim, and I realize that people can make mistakes and sin. I get it. But it does make it right, and let's get a message out there that the exact opposite of what the world is saying.
We're talking with Dave Cristiano today. The film is called Always a Winner. And, friends, right now, this is not available anywhere in the country but through Crosstalk. And we're offering this 85-minute film, Always a Winner, as our way of saying thank you for your support of $18. However, through May 31st, 2023, we're offering each additional DVD that you request going to the same address for a donation of just $10 more. So one copy, a donation of $18, but if you get 2 copies, it's a donation of $28, 3 copies, a donation of $38, 4 copies for $48, etc. The more you get, the lower it is for each one, but if you would like to, that's as long as they're being shipped all to the same address. And the way to obtain that is by going to our website, vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org, or you may call right now, 1-800-729-9829. You've seen the Cristiano films. You know their heart. You know their message. Now you can obtain this brand new film, Always a Winner, 800-729-9829. We'll be right back.
Relationships have been shattered due to lack of forgiveness. It's impacted marriages, parents and children, siblings, and even church families as a whole. Some have said that forgiveness is the most difficult commandment we are given as Christians. Why is that? Perhaps it is because it strikes at the core of our pride that says we deserve better than we are getting. Perhaps it seems if we forgive, we are letting that person win in a situation that hurts us in some way. In the book, Forgiven People Forgive, Pastor Jeff Miller shows us where the rubber meets the road. At the heart of why we should forgive is the fact that God has forgiven us and we are commanded to forgive. It's easy for bitterness to take root in a heart that is unforgiving. Forgiven People Forgive is available for a donation of $6 or more to VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829. Ask for Forgiven People Forgive. 1-800-729-9829.
Friends, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Dave Cristiano is with us today, and just this is really the first presentation offer of Always a Winner. And Dave, I understand there's no place else in the country to get this film right now, but only through Crosstalk.
Right, and it's going to be like that through the end of May. Crosstalk, the only place. It's nowhere. It's not even my own website, Jim.
Wow.
There you go. So, first of all, I appreciate you guys getting behind the message of this. There's not many people want, not many Christian organizations. I've already had one Christian organization turn the movie down because of that scene we just played.
Really?
Now, think about a Christian organization turn the movie down that would be a potential distributor for the movie. Turned it down.
Hmm. Now, friends, I want to...
You know, Jim, that's hard. That's hard. I can understand the world turning it down.
Mm-hmm.
So... Anyway.
Yeah, and friends, I want to explain, as Dave said earlier, there's no graphic details in here whatsoever.
It's something
that you can sit down with your entire family and watch this film. I've gone through it twice now myself, and it is, you know, these themes that are coming through this film, do unto others, being always a winner, that, you know, the way up is down. We see the importance of humility, and we also see the importance of if we win or lose, you know, that concerns, Lord, how, you know, what is our attitude as we win or as we lose, and to win with humility, to lose with grace. And you'll see some, you know, conflict. You'll see conflict in this. You'll see conflict between the gals that are part of the same golf team. You'll see conflict that happens with the coach and the attitude that comes forth from Emily, a very tough girl, her own authority in life. But certainly how her life is transformed, and a powerful message that is there. And again, friends, nowhere is this available right now but through Crosstalk. And we're trying to make it, as you support us, not only do you help Crosstalk, but you're helping to put this money toward the making of Christian films as well through Always a Winner and other films that will be coming to pass here, Lord willing, from Dave Cristiano. But a donation of $18 for one copy, but it gets, you know, just wonderful if you can think of those you could send copies to. We've got graduations that are taking place during this month of May coming up, and birthday. Put it away for Christmas, whatever it may be. But if it's all going to the same address and you're getting them all at one time, one copy for a donation of $18, but each additional copy going to that same address, just $10 more, whether it be two, whether it be 100 copies, just $10 more for each additional copy. And it's available online, vcyamerica.org, or you can call up to our switchboard at 800-729-9829. That's 800-729-9829. Dave, again, this is it's got a good message for both those who know the Lord, those who don't, those who are walking with the Lord versus those who are rebelling against the Lord.
Yeah, there's a pastor that saw, he was just talking to me, and he said, he goes, Dave, you got a message for a non-believer. You got a message for a wayward believer,
mm-hmm.
someone that's wayward, and then you got a message for someone who's been a Christian 40 years. That's what I was trying to do. The do unto others as you would have them do unto you, Jim. Just apply that for a second to a business deal. Let's say you and I are going to do a business deal. My attitude should be I should be able to sign both sides of that deal. You know what I'm saying? If I can sign my side, then put myself in your shoes and sign your side. We got mm-hmm. a good deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to apply this. Look, 6 or 7 years ago, I started applying this more to my life. And I just saw how it helps you grow, helps you think even better. And there's two storylines in this movie, Do Unto Others You Want Them to Do Unto You. The listeners just heard one of them. There's another one, though, that plays out in the film. Do Unto Others You Want Them to Do Unto You.
Friends, it's a powerful film, and let me just also open our phone lines. Maybe you've got a question for Dave as it relates to his filmmaking, as it relates to this film, Always a Winner. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Many of you have seen films from the Christianos before and have been impacted by them, the messages that come through. No, it's not what Hollywood produces. It's a message that's counter-culture to Hollywood, but it's a message to build up believers in the faith. It's a message there to for the unsaved to think about this matter of salvation. That message comes through there as well. And it's available in Always a Winner, and this is 85 minutes long, and no doubt will be impactful to you as well. Let's go to the phone lines here today in Crosstalk. We're going to begin with William in East Troy, Wisconsin. Hi, William. You're on the air.
Thanks, Brother Jim. And Dave, your movies over the years have been really heartfelt, and I really appreciate today that you mentioned the issue of being humble when presenting the gospel or this pro-life message. And I'm a former Roman Catholic, got saved out of Catholicism, and I know you and your brother both did. I just had a question. Do you have your testimony up anywhere on your website or anywhere for, like, people can see how the Lord's worked in your life in that regard?
On my website, christianfilms.com, we've got a story called The Cristiano Brothers Story, and it just explains our films, and it tells that this girl from Arkansas State University just shared the gospel with me. I just mentioned that on there. There's a little bit about that, but that's really what happened. A girl shared the gospel with me. Here's the power of the gospel. I'm not seeking God. I was a former
Amen.
Catholic, like you said. I'm not. I've never read the Bible in my life. I'm not looking. I'm a good guy. I'm on the campus of Arkansas State University, and she just shares the gospel with me, and God just let me hear it. My ears were open. My eyes were open. 10 minutes after she shared it, I said, "I believe you. I believe every word you're telling me. God let me believe it. I can't take credit for it. I just believed it."
And, hey, one of our favorite movies, by the way, is A Second Glance. So appreciate all your movies. God bless you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, William. And, wow, that one came out many years ago, Dave.
Yes. That was one of the earlier ones.
Great. Okay, let's go to Kevin next. Hi, Kevin. You're on the air.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Jim. I just wanted to thank you, Dave, for all the content that you're here. I just feel in this world it's harder and harder to put the TV on and be able to watch something that does not grieve the Holy Spirit. So it's just so good to see what you're doing. And I had a question. I was like, so if we wanted to be in a movie and we had acting and wanted to send you an audition, something like that, what would one do?
Okay, I just tell people to send me an email, and then when we do auditions, we send them back information. Because I'm not ready to cast anything right now. So I have a little folder on my website, and I just save it there. ChristianFilms.com, you can send me an email through there, and I'll communicate back to you.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. And, not casting another film right now, just releasing this one right now. And, friends, our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Greg is next in Minnesota. You're on the air, Greg.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to thank Dave for his movies and because we're in a day where, I mean, there's nothing really good on TV. I've watched a few of the movies. I really like The Perfect Race and Remember the Goal. Mm-hmm. Two great movies.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for the content you put out.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Jim, can I make a comment? I don't even look, I don't want this to sound legalistic or religious or anything, but I got rid of my TV many years ago. I just got rid of it. That's my attitude toward TV. Now, we want people to watch the movies, but they don't have to watch them on TV.
Yeah. And
a lot of people are saying there's garbage on there. I get it.
Yeah. And that's why I'm glad, Dave, we've got VCY.TV
and
VCY Television. 24/7 quality Christian programming through television, but it's faith building and evangelistic, and it's there for that purpose. So the technology we can use for good or for evil, and the vast majority, Dave, we see are using it for evil. We know what Hollywood is putting forth is to take people off course, and you know, the earlier caller said, you know, we can't even watch anything anymore. But Always a Winner is something that a family can, you know, come and sit together on an evening and watch this. And wow, what discussion points they can have as a family even following the film.
Right, because there's seven different messages in the film. Mm-hmm. And I try to put multiple things for people to think about. You can talk about it.
that's on purpose, trying to do that like that.
Yeah. Friends, we do have some open lines here today on Crosstalk. Questions about this film, Always a Winner, or perhaps the Cristiano films. Our number here is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. We have an anonymous caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for this message. It's really good. I wanted to ask you if you've ever had an opportunity to make a movie about adultery in a marriage with children in the marriage, and the marriage was saved, or if you haven't made a movie about adultery, would you make one?
Okay.
Let me just say this. The next film that I am planning to do is about marriage, singleness, divorce. That's what I'm working on. I'm trying to, in my heart, I'm analyzing why are there so many. Here's the question I'm going to answer. Why are there so many divorces, and what can we do to prevent them?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that I have an idea on this. In other words, the script is written, but I'm refining it. Bible says God hates divorce. You know, get married for life. Why is there so many problems in the church? And I'm not coming at it from a negative standpoint. I'm trying to offer a solution, or that's what I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
So she mentioned that is what I'm working on. I want to do something that would help marriages. Preventative medicine toward them. That's what's kind of in my heart now. What's the next project that I'm planning to do? But I'm not ready to do it yet.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you for the call here today. And Dave Cristiano is with us here. And friends, let me give you the number if you're wanting to order this. Some are calling our line here to order this through our call-in line. But the number to call in your request for obtaining this with your donation is 1-800-729-9829, 800-729-9829. And they'll be able to help you out there. We've got Mary next in Ohio. Mary, you're on the air.
Something's been bothering me about movies. I love musicals, but ever since I was born again, I was just wondering, you know, movies like Oliver, The Impossible Dream, and, you know, there's always a really good message in them, but they are worldly, and, you know, I like to share them with people, but, mm-hmm. you know, Hollywood always has to put in some... You know, some of those sex things,
yep.
and it ruins the whole thing because they're really good movies, and I love them, and I hate to stop watching them.
Well, we need to, though, because, you know, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. We see poison. And, Dave, many times films will draw us in through some kind of storyline, but they're then putting in sex, they're putting in violence, they're putting in profanity in such a level that it not only does it shroud the message of the film, but it negatively impacts the viewer and takes us away from what God wants us to be rather than to build Christ-like character inside of us.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out, right? The G-I-G-O principle, God in, God out, garbage in, God out.
Yeah.
Garbage out. Here's a quick thought. I think the devil's goal is to get everybody 1 degree off, because 5 years down the line, that 1 degree is way off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Just beware.
Yeah, beware. And thank you for the call. And keep in mind, even Satan himself transformed as an angel of light. We're told to be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He'll lure you in, but folks, there's poison in there as well. We'll be back with more of your calls here in just 1 minute. Dave Cristiano is with us today. He just releasing Always a Winner, and it's solely available through Crosstalk. We'll give you the details on that following the break. This is Crosstalk coming your way from VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. There's an organization I recently found out about entitled Better Than Cash. BetterThanCash.org is their website. And when you go there, you'll find out it's many governments of the world, along with big corporations. And according to the website, that includes, well, Target, along with Coca-Cola and others. And what's their goal? Well, according to their website and a speech given by the lady that runs the organization, it is to go to a cashless society. digitized cash. And what does she say is the purpose? Well, in the speech that I played on the radio the other day, she states it's so they can accomplish the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 United Nations goals. That's radical environmentalism, end of private property, depopulation, and so much more. And guess where this organization is based? Yep, the United Nations. I'm Brandon House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. And friends, this film, Always a Winner, exclusively available through Crosstalk here as of right now. And through the month of May, we are offering this one copy available for donation of $18. It's 85 minutes long. But if you'd want multiple copies, and this is where it really is a help to the pocketbook, so to speak, if you want multiple copies going to the same address are just $10 more for each. So two copies available, donation of $28. Three copies, they're $38. Four copies for $48, five for $58, six for, you know, and it goes on like that, as many as you would want. But that does expire on May 31st. And available online at vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org, or call our switchboard at 800-729-9829. That's 800-729-9829. Now, keep in mind that the website is limited, so I think if you want four or more copies, or four copies or less, you can get it there. But otherwise, call the switchboard so that they can take care of that here for you today. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Darlene is calling from South Carolina. Darlene, you're on the air.
Hi. Dave, I just would really like to thank you and your brother for how he's using you in just a mighty way. Hmm. I think your movies, just they touch everybody's heart, no matter what age, because we can all relate to the issues. And even young people, I don't think that we should really always be sheltering them and not talking about these things. It's great to get the issues out in the open. But my question is, will you be making any movies in particular on the issue of how suicide affects families and all the people that know these people? And also probably on the issue of like homosexuality as well.
Thank you.
I don't have either one of those on the docket right now. No, I realize there's a lot of important issues out there. Mm-hmm. I guess my brother and I are thinking this. We're going to try to share the gospel as best we can, because the power of Christ is what's going to change anybody in any kind of a stronghold from the devil. I'm going to start there. But I realize those are concerns out there as well.
Great. Thank you, Darlene.
For that have. Mm-hmm. Committed suicide, even Christians, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Darlene. Joyce in West Dallas, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Joyce.
Yes, I would like to express my gratitude for the Pamela's Prayer.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thank you.
A long time ago, I'm 92, but a long time ago I have it, and ever so often I play it. I cry each time, and I praise the Lord for you having presented it to us. Hmm.
Thank you, Joyce.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yep, Pamela's Prayer, Impact. And Dave, you and I interviewed a long time ago on that film.
Yes, Jim, and that came out in 1998. It's a movie about purity before marriage, the highest standard of purity before marriage. I think it's a high and holy perspective on it. Wow, she's 92. That's awesome.
Thank you, Joyce. Pastor Mark in Missouri, you're on the air.
I wanted to put a plug in for a short film that Dave did that absolutely is one of the best films I've ever seen, and that's a film called Late One Night. I hope people get that, view it. But Dave, that's a classic, and I just want you to know that is a powerful video.
Well,
Late One Night.
Well, thank you very much. It's also, we offered it on VCY years ago. We did that one too. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a great evangelistic message to it. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Mark from Missouri with that. And we've got Lori in Michigan. Lori, you're on the air.
Hi. I want to thank you for the movies that you put out. We've been watching them and enjoying them and sharing them with people. And one thing it really convinced me getting away from the secular world and its influence and everything, and how Holy Spirit began to convict me. I'd go get some $5 movie at Walmart, put it in, and all of a sudden there'd be a blaspheme or something horrible. Yeah. And I would be, and then finally the Lord just spoke to me, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me. He said, are you going to choose that trash or are you going to choose me? And so we began to purge our house, and I began to, my husband just to go through stuff and get rid of stuff that we was not right. And there was something in it that just, maybe it just was, it was leading you off from the scriptural truths. And I know there's one thing in the Psalms, there's like, I will set no evil thing before my eyes.
Yeah.
I remember reading that many times and saying that, you know, this is a command. You know, God doesn't, he doesn't want us to watch anything that is less than pure. And thank you for, so much for your ministry, because I don't know what we'd do without all the wonderful Christian movies, and we're just very blessed.
Lori, thank you for
that. You know what, ma'am, I don't want to watch anything like that either. I've made this, you know what I'm saying? It's a decision of the will. That I want to be lit, uplifted in my own life.
Amen.
I want to follow the Lord. That's what I want to do.
Thank you, Lori, for your call. And Dave, we're finding that so many homes are being impacted. And that, you know, the film that we interviewed before with you, Power of the Air, I mean, you addressed this very issue and what we're allowing into our eye gate as well. We do have that yet available here through VCY, but Dave has addressed that very issue in this, in his films, Power of the Air. This one is called Always a Winner, brand new release. The only place you can get it right now is through Crosstalk. Our way of saying thank you for your support of $18. It's 85 minutes long. Additional copies available for just $10 each. So two copies for $28 or three copies for $38, four for $48. You can reach out to our switchboard at 1-800-729-9829 or visit our website, vcyamerica.org. And the special for all of these multiples going to the same address, that will expire on May 31st. So take advantage of it. Dave, less than a minute, what would you like to leave with our listeners?
I'm just hoping that viewers would get the film and share it. There's a lot of messages there. We're trying to save a life physically and save a life spiritually with that film. And I'm praying hard that God will really use it. I say it humbly. I really want him to use it.
Yeah. And thank you, Dave, for the work, the investment, and all that you put into making this possible, Always a Winner, and providing, you know, quality Christian film for people across this land.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for having me on today, and thank you for the kind words from the callers.
Dave Cristiano with us today. Again, the film is called Always a Winner, just being released, and you're the first to know, folks. And we would like to encourage you to obtain multiple copies or a copy for yourself and to watch and to have it impact your life or that of your home. You can reach out to us, vcyamerica.org or 1-800-729-9829. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk, making a difference. One life at a time.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.